Welcome back to WSD Sports. This is your host, Big Ben. To my right is Kay Wynn, and we just came back from a, what I call it, monumental loss? Not
heartbreaking loss?
Heartbreaking loss for the Portland Trailblazers to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
111-109. Portland did show some resolve. They bounced back. They fought back, but they didn't have enough.
Is it talent at the end of the day?
I mean, OKC has two guys that just put up 30 points, and then they just come at you with their 1 and 2. And sometimes the 1 and 2 are better than the whole or the sum of the other team.
I mean, CJ didn't. What was CJ's stat line?
Let's go. So Paul George scored 37.
Okay.
Russ had 31, near triple double. If we look at the Blazers, Dame 23, 8 assists. Nurk, we're starting the Nurk All-Star campaign.
Nurk All-Star, yep.
Campaign, 22-8. CJ scuffled a bit. He only had 10 points, 4 from 15 from the field.
Scuffled. That's putting it easy. So CJ did not step up in this game, is what you're saying. That's actually what I'm saying. If I was watching the game tonight, CJ, I mean, he was somewhat... He was in the background. He wasn't
that alpha number two dominant force.
If I'm an 8 year old kid and I go and watch that game and I go, Dad, who did you see tonight? You didn't see CJ. You saw
Layman.
Yeah, Layman.
Jake Layman off the bench.
Off the bench, played well. He's my boy, by the way.
What did he have, 11 points in 12 minutes?
He did. He put up 9 in 3 possessions. Or no, 8 in 3 possessions. But I'm not remembering CJ's game tonight. So the Blazers, what I took from
it. Well, I think part of it has to be he was matched up against Paul George, a very good defender. That has something to do with it. But at this point in the season, if you're fighting to be an elite team in the West, you got to figure out a way to score and do some other things if you can't score.
I mean, there was a few times where I said the game could swing either way. I mean, Myles Leonard had a okay game, I would say, in terms of...
You mean Baby Sabonis?
That's it. That should be his name.
Shaq has that. I can't take credit for that.
Really?
Yeah, Shaq calls him Baby Sabonis. Well, not anymore because he hasn't been playing well.
So I would say... All in all, I mean, your standouts are Jake Layman.
Nurkic, I mean, he had 4 great games. This is still a pretty good game for him. He played well. Dame played well. But not enough from everyone else. And you couldn't slow down the big two from OKC.
Yeah. I mean, at one point you looked around and Dame looked, I wouldn't say Dame looked scared, but it seemed like CJ looked like he was a deer in headlights at some point.
Yeah. It just came down where when OKC needed a bucket, Russ and Paul George delivered tonight.
They knew where to go to. Where the Blazers, I mean, at that point, you know, if you're CJ or Dame, you take the ball. You don't defect. Right?
I agree.
All right. So to summarize, I would say tomorrow, going to the games tomorrow.
Playing the Rockets.
Do you think they maybe save something tomorrow?
I mean, did they save something tonight for tomorrow?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No. They played all their starters. They played everyone. I think it just didn't work out. Maybe it's not a good matchup against OKC.
If I was in Vegas, I would have the game played out like it should have, right?
Yeah. Who are you taking tomorrow? Rockets. Harden's going to go for 50.
Can I take Harden for 50 in the...
Well, what Portland struggles with, and everyone knows, is defensively. They can't really shut down, get a stop when they need it. The rotations are off. And Houston's a high-flying scoring machine. And Harden's coming off of an OT win where he put the team on the back.
What if I put the over-under on... Like, at, like, 210.
For Harden's going to get 210?
No, 210. Oh. 210 overall.
It's going over that.
You think so?
Yeah. It is going to be like 130 to like 122.
$10.
210?
On 210.
You're going under.
I'll go under.
I'll go over.
Deal.
Why don't you get me another jersey?
Kay wins. Specialized jersey or customized jersey. Excuse me. It's coming in. We'll connect after the game tomorrow.
All right. And you can pay up.
Pay up on what?
That is going to go over 210.
What did they give out tonight?
WST t-shirts? Some lucky fan got one of our t-shirts, looked at it, and threw it three rows.
No, they gave out, if they got over 100, they got Taco Bell tacos.
It was chalupas.
Was it chalupas?
Yeah.
We got to change that.
Was it? We didn't get a chalupa.
Well, I don't know how you get a chalupa these days. How do you get a
chalupa? I think it's if the Trailblazers
get you have to show up at Taco Bell between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. on a Tuesday before your lunch break and show them your ticket.
I think the Trailblazers have to get over 100 and have to hold the team under 100. I think that's the catch.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're...
So there'll be no chalupa tomorrow. Harden might get 100.
Chalupa Sunday. That's what we're hoping for.
Or Saturday.
All right, WST Podcast. This is Big Ben with Kay Wynn. Connect with us. Short, sweet, concise. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Boom.